Okay, so first of all, just to go back to the agenda, I circulated basically suggested 3 points. First, we will go through the response by Abdulaziz and Zaid from Saudi Nick, and go through that. Then, if we have time, I wanted to discuss the possibility of allocated versus blocked variants and discuss that in a bit more detail. And I guess a relevant discussion point is also the whole level evaluation rules, which we need to work out along with the allocatable versus blocked variants this month. That's the suggested agenda. Is that okay with everybody? Does anybody want to add anything before we move on? Okay. So then let's get going.
Okay.
So hello. Please excuse the interruption. I have now added Mikhail to the call.
Thank you.
Hello, Mikhail. Yeah.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Sarmad. Mikhail. Is this Mikhail?
No, this is not Mikhail.
Apologies for that. Craig, I'll send you a new number shortly. Just, all the number I have actually.
Okay. Is there an alternate number for my call that I might be able to reach them at?
Okay, so let me give you the number that I have with me. So it's 49-163-2758-460.
Okay, and again, just to verify, I have plus 49-163-274.
No, so it's 275.
275?
8460.
758460.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
okay, and that is the number that I had just dialed. And that was the other gentleman that said that that was not my call's number, who was just on the telephone.
Okay, so I think there's a... So this is the number. So can you use the number again, please?
Okay, I have plus 49.
Yeah.
163.
Yeah.
275.
Yeah.
8460.
Okay, so actually I have another number for Mikhail. So rather than the 5, just exchange the 5 with the 6. So there is only one 5 in the number, and just replace that 5 with a 6.
Okay, so 276?
Yeah.
8460?
That's another number I have for him.
Okay, I will try that number as well.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, go ahead, Sarmad. Sorry for that.
Okay, so I'm just going to we're just going to go through the comments document which was circulated by Fahad earlier today from Saudi Nick. And so I'm just going to take comment by comment and get everybody's feedback so that we can decide how to take that forward. On the first comment they have is from on the fourth principle. So we're on the second page of the comment document. And they say that the statements dot orientation is used in calligraphic tradition to fit boxes in tighter spaces and due to concerns in horizontal space are usually true in hand writing done by Arabic calligrapher.
Please excuse the interruption.
They are not true. Yeah.
I do apologize for the interruption. I do have my call on the conference for you at this time.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Mikhail. You seem to have provided me the wrong number.
Okay, maybe I mistyped. I don't know. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead, Kermit. I guess we can continue.
Okay. So, welcome back, everybody. And so we were just going to go through the document which was sent by Saudinet to go through their comments and discuss them. So I was just going to go through, I was reading through the first comment they had. They said that the statements about the dot orientation are true in handwriting done by Arabic calligraphers, but they are not true for computer-generated fonts, particularly with respect to domain names. So, and then they also add in this that the principle, this principle number four, dot orientation, concerning dot orientation is not needed as the previous principles, number two and number three, are sufficient to handle dot orientation if needed. That is, if two code points are only different in the dot orientation, then they can be variants if some Arabic script community may consider them as stylistic variation. So those are the first two comments around dot orientation, and let's open that up for discussion. So any comments on that for those who are on the call? Any initial reaction to that, those comments?
Yeah, I am Tariq Mirghadi. I just logged into the call. So I just have comments. Just I want to say I'm here.
Okay, great, Tariq. Welcome. Do you have any comments?
No
comments. Anybody else have comments?
What does it mean that this principle number four is redundant? It should be discarded thoroughly, or it should be amended?
So it's I guess not clear what they are suggesting. The second term they suggest means that they said that it could be considered under stylistic variation. However, what they are saying is that if the rotation is in limited use in handwriting, obviously the rotation is not going to be done in computer typography in the fonts. But they are confirming that it is done by Arabic calligraphers. So it's not entirely clear whether they're supporting this or they're not supporting this. They're just two comments. So I guess we can probably have a comment on, based on whether, they're affirming that it can be done by Arabic calligraphers, and we know that it cannot be done in computer fonts. So does that information has any bearing on this principle, for example?
This is Michael. We are discussing the first comment regarding the rotation of dots and whether it's a criteria for considering code points variant of each other. And I think if this is the case, then it's not relevant whether this applies to computer fonts, as you already suggested just now. Because in the end, it's about recognition of letters, not about writing of letters. Sorry, I was taking a second to think how to put it. So the fact that people do it attests to a possible recognition of such characters as variants. Therefore, I do not think whether it is relevant if such characters are represented as variants. It is about whether they might be considered as variants. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Right. So so basically, what we are, or what you are saying is that since it is something which is done by calligraphers, and people are potentially used to, or they are at least they have seen dots rotated in calligraphy. So in computer as well, if they see two things, one with different dot orientation, but otherwise same, they may also consider that confusion.
Hypothetically speaking, yes.
Right. Anybody else want to add to that? So basically, calligraphy traditions do train the readers on how they may perceive things. And if something is done or followed in calligraphy, that learning obviously can come into recognition of letters even in computer fonts as well. Right? That's, so that's what we are perhaps suggesting against this particular comment. Is that generally okay with everybody?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so then what we're saying is that if something is done only in calligraphy, doesn't make it irrelevant for computer fonts, and it still remains relevant. And therefore, we will perhaps want to keep this principle. Is there any comment on that? Okay, no further comments. Then the next comment is that this may be merged with the number 2 or number 3, as this is also a stylistic variation, and so doesn't need to be a separate principle. So I guess the question is that this is a special kind of stylistic variation, and we've captured it in a separate rule because of that, or a principle because of that. It obviously can be an umbrella principle like number 3 can cover something like this as well, but this actually specifies this particular part of stylistic variation in more more specifically, and again, I guess, is that something which is okay to keep, or is that something which we should reduce and roll it back and merge it with principle number 3? So let's go around and get comments from everybody on the call.
Sorry, I for one did not understand that.
So basically they're saying that principle number 3 says that if two things are stylistic variation, what they're saying is that principle 2 and 3 can cover, 2 or 3 can cover principle 4. What I'm I guess asking is that something which is generally correct, and is that a sufficient reason for us to merge 4 and 3, or should we keep them separate even if it is covered? First of all, does 2 and 3 cover number 4? And second of all, if 2 or 3 do cover 4, should we then merge it, or should we still keep it separate because it's a distinct kind of variation? Sure. today we have documents which give principles 2 and 3. I can actually go and retrieve that very quickly as well.
You know, it doesn't hurt to leave the principle 4 out there. You could always just make a comment and say, we know that, you know, it could be covered by number 3, 2 and 3.
Right. So being more specific actually doesn't hurt. It's sometimes being less specific which makes things ambiguous.
That's right. So for me, I'd be in favor of leaving it in for clarity.
Right. Anybody else want to comment, agree to that, disagree to that? So generally, if this is something we want to follow, then having it specifically out there separately from the other principles really doesn't help. So hearing no comments, generally then we are saying that we will keep this as a separate principle. Anybody has any objections to that? Anybody has any comment to on it in context of the comment received by Sabinet? Okay, so then what we're saying is that we're keeping number 4 as a separate principle, and we've already discussed the first comment, response to the first comment in that made by Sabine. So moving to their second set of comments on what they say, comment from page 2, is on the 2 different styles of orthography. I'm not going to go into the nomenclature at this time, but we said that there are 2 different kinds of orthography, and what they comment on is that these 2 kinds of orthographies are only in limited use within the Quran, that's what I understand, and are not used in actually writing, generally writing Arabic in books, newspapers, websites, etc. And they go into some detail to show that as well. Therefore, they say that even though these variations do exist, they are perhaps not relevant. And they should, from what I understand, is that what they're saying is that based on this, they should not really be considered as variants. That's at least what I understand from this discussion. Unless somebody is getting a different reading. So they're saying, therefore, this principle number 5 is not needed as the URL is not intended to be used to display Quranic verses. So any comments on that should be, I guess the first question is the use of these 2 different letters restricted only in Quran and in actually writing orthography of different languages, not just Arabic, but other languages which use these characters, they do not confuse these 2 shapes, for example, for fa or for noon and for the other characters, or is this still confusable in those communities, and therefore we should keep these. So let's just get some comments or reaction. Perhaps, I guess, Mikhail, you can add something in this context.
I'm thinking. I have to open my computer and check some files and see if I can find a specific proof. So give me a couple of minutes. I'll try to get back. If I don't get back on the call, I'll get back by email.
Okay. Tariq, do you have any reaction to this?
Yeah, the sound is not clear, but I think you are talking about the two difference of writing the letter yeah as in Quran in page 2. Yeah, as in the two page in Quran, Al-Mutari al-Ladhi, with one Jeff is the photography is coming back. You are talking about this, is it you?
So I guess the question is that it does appear in Quran, but is this variation limited to Quran, or is this variation also found in normal day use of language?
For me here in Sudan, we are using Arabic language, and it's just in Quran, or maybe sometimes in big signs, they sometimes to make fun of typing, they may use it in, but it's not in common use. For us, it's just limited to Quran, nothing more. Hello?
Tariq, we can hear you, actually.
Yeah, we can.
I can't hear clearly. Here, internet quality at this time, I don't know. I can't hear clearly what you are talking about. But if you can hear me,
Tariq, we can hear you. Can you just give me a second, please? Craig, are you on the are you on the call?
What?
No, I'm talking to the operator. Craig, are you on the call?
Yeah, I am on the call. It's Skype.
No, I'm not too sorry. I'm talking to the operator. Craig, are you on the call?
No.
So actually, we have Thermos who has been dropped off. We need him to get back in.
Hi, Tariq.
Yeah, hi.
I'm Imam from Pakistan. I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. I was just saying that it...
Go ahead, Tariq.
But I think that the other guys are dropped out from the car.
Okay.
Because I can't hear Dr. Sarmad and Mikhail.
No, I'm here. I think Sarmad is gone. So we should just wait for him to come back, I guess.
Oh,
yeah, Craig, are you on the call? Okay, sir. Okay, guys, you can actually continue the discussion. I mean, someone will be joining in just shortly.
Okay, I think that the Tariq should continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I finished that. It's for me here in Sudan, using Arabic language, it's just for the Quran using. This is just a shape difference in using in the Quran, and it's used mainly in some Quranic versions in Africa this time of year going back. In most of the Quran, they use the other type. So it's just Quranic, it's not a normal use in writing or in typing here.
Do you know in which countries of Africa?
Yeah, here in Sudan we are printing some. I can, if I maybe in some few days I can find, send you a photocopy. We are using African, we are printing, in fact, we are printing African version of Quran using some different type of letter shape, just in shape to be familiar in Africa. But it's not special for some language. I didn't see it in some languages, for example, in 30 languages. But in the Quran, just. But I can look for it with this special kind of. I can send you some copies or photocopy in the next few days.
Hi, this is Hamad. I'm back online. Sorry, I missed your some of the discussion got dropped off. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yep.
Tariq?
Yeah, yeah. I was just talking about this type of sharing. It. I said it's. Used mainly, I found it in the Quran in African versions of Quran. We here we used to type in Africa University. We have a version. We have a special print publisher for Quran for Africa. So they use some characters like this. Yeah, a different shape. But it's just in the Quran. I didn't find it in other normal use or common day use of writing or typing.
So, Tariq, you are saying that then it may not be used in common day.
Yeah.
In this common day, and therefore it may. You know, there is a possibility that it may not be these may not be considered as variants.
Yeah.
And we will obviously wait for input from Michael as well. Michael, do you have anything now, or should we just move on?
No, right now not. I'm looking. I'm searching for a specific paper where somebody was speaking about how Fulfulde is written, and I think they, for example, vary between the two types of F. So some people write it one way, and some people write the other way, which would be a proof that there is general use for writing outside of the Quran, where these characters would be considered variants, but I'm looking for where it was.
Right, so should we say then, if we do find that evidence, we will keep these variants, and if we eventually see no evidence, and it is just limited to Quran, then we can then say that these are no longer variants, unless they are, you know, there may be some characters within these characters which may be used as variants in some other languages in some other contexts. So then let's move on, and we'll Michael, you can follow up on email and give us a reference to that document, or you can otherwise just say that you've not found that reference. Either way, I guess it would be great if you can come back to us, get back to us, and confirm that information. So let's keep moving on.
My question is, what has been decided about this principle number 5? Should we keep it or should we consider it later on?
So what I was saying was that Michael is looking for some examples which show their variation in use independently or outside the use in Quran. And if we are able to find those examples, obviously then this principle stays. If we cannot find such example, then we can come back and perhaps decide to take this principle out. But we'll wait till Michael gets back to us. On this. So those 4 characters they say are perhaps not needed, but for the 5th character, the ye and the bari ye, they say that it could still be a variant, but it should then, since they're saying that number 5 shouldn't be considered, they say that this could be considered under number 3 as just a variation, stylistic variation. So this is tied up with number 5, so maybe we can just leave this as well and move on, unless somebody wants to comment on this separately. Okay, so then we leave this and we'll this we had initially put this all these together in category number 5, so we'll have the same treatment for this as we have for the other 4 letters under the principle under principle number 5. On page, then they based on their comments, they suggest changing the numbering for some of these cases. For example, they said number 4 should be merged with number 2 or 3. And number 5 should be deleted, and so on. So they're suggesting some numbering changes. So we've already agreed that we'll keep number 4, so we'll not do those numbering changes. And as far as numbering changes for number 5 is concerned, we are deferring that until we get some feedback from Michael. So no changes at this time in table number, 1. Let's keep moving on. So I'm now on page 6. They basically, for this, they are suggesting these 2 tables, the Hay class and the Tamer Buddha class, table 2 and table 7. They say that in Arabic, these 2 letters, Tamer Buddha and Hay, are used interchangeably, and therefore these 2 should actually be classes, should be merged and made one single class of variants. This is something we had discussed earlier, and we said that we will keep this is confusable because of same sound, but the shapes are distinct. And we had this discussion in the smaller working group on variants, where we had said that a sound similarity we will not consider. We will only consider shape similarity confusions. Confusions motivated through sound similarity may not be considered. So that was the motivation of keeping these two classes separately. In any case, this comment has now come in, and they have said that they should be considered, these two classes, table beta class and A class, table 2 and table 7 should be merged. And let's get your comments on these as well. So
I guess I have a comment. Is for example for the word Allah. Allah is the last letter is it's not a ta, it's ha. And Allah's word, I think the comment here is good because we have to make a difference between ha and ta. In some places you cannot use ha, you can just use ta or mota. And other places you cannot use ta or mota, you should use ha, it's not accepted to use the other. I think this is my only comment.
So you are suggesting that we keep them separate as they are?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments?
I support Tariq, as we discussed earlier, that 0629 and 063 C3 are distinct from 06C1, 06D5 and rest of the members of table 2. So these two tables should be kept separate.
Okay. Anybody else wants to add anything to this? Okay then. So we are then saying that these two are not confusable to the extent that these two classes should be merged and we should keep them separate. Any last comments before we move on? Okay, then let's move on to page 7. We have table 3. They have a comment on changing the number. Again, let's defer that until we find out what we're doing with the variance in number 5, in principle number 5. Then they comment on table 6, where they're suggesting, obviously, changing the numbering, but in addition to that, obviously, they are suggesting that 0642 should be taken out of this table. The reason it was in this table was because it is 0642 is confusable with 06A7, and in turn 06A7 is confusable with 0641. So therefore, because of transitivity, everything gets together into the single table. Even though we all know and realize that 0641 and 0642 are actually very distinct and different letters, but they just end up being together because of transitivity. Based on our earlier discussions, if we keep number 5, then 0642 will remain in this table. If we eventually decide that the number five principle is no longer valid, obviously, then these two letters can, 642 can be sort of separated from this variant code. So this is again pending on the decision on number five, which we'll do later. Any comments on this before we move on? Okay. Then the next set of comments are on table 9, table 10, and table 11. This is in changing in numbering. That's something which we will automatically do once we revise our principles. Number 4 is staying. Number 5, we still have to decide. Moving on, page 8 of this document, they refer to table 13 and table 15, and again they have some comments on numbering. We are keeping that numbering, so I guess nothing is going to change. Table 16, they comment on taking 0672 out of this. They say the code point 0672 is excluded by LGR, by Arabic GP code point analysis. However, we have included this in after the recent, in a way, interaction with the comments by CDAC India, where they said that this letter is used by Kashmiri and so we should include it. Based on that, we had included it. And if it is included, then it becomes a variant of 0623. In any case, so based on our code point repertoire, this variant does exist. So they may be actually accessing a different earlier version of code point analysis. Obviously, the version they had, which was released for comments, the code point repertoire document they had did not have this letter before. I'm not really sure what we need to do with this. If we have this character, it is going to be a variant. They also make a couple of other comments about making Alif and Alif Madda and Alif Hamza above and Alif Hamza below as variants. Any comments on that? Or any of the other things we've discussed so far?
Dr. Sarmad, this is Ahmad Bakht. I raised the question in the last meeting on the same character, and I was quite convinced after listing your points that if the keyboard is not does not have that character, then how they will manage? So same is the question here. If we are not allowing here, then how they will manage to include this sort of character in their own keyboard? I'm talking about the Kashmiri language.
Right, and if when they use this Alif Hamza, it becomes very similar to the Alif regular Hamza for other people who use Arabic script. So these two are certainly confusing. Yeah. I think their confusion comes from the fact that they think that this document, this letter was not included, and therefore it shouldn't be in the variant list. But it has now been included because of the feedback on Kashmiri from India. So I think they may just be looking at an earlier version of that document. But the other point they raise in this context is that they say that Alif Hamza above, Hamza below, Alif without Hamza and Alif with Madda should all be variants. and they give a few examples of Amarat with Hamza below and Amarat with Hamza, without Hamza below, and then Urdan, Al-Urdan with Hamza above and Al-Urdan without Hamza above. And they say that these are normally written with these two variations, and therefore Alif with and without Hamzas and with and without Madda should all be variants. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Actually, if you want to go to real Arabic language, they are different. Alif Madda, Alif Hamza above or below, those are different. But because of the current use of the Arabic, they are using this as the same, like the example of Emirates, Amarat, it's the same. So they should be considered as a variant, because this will make a confusion, because a common day practice use of the people, they are using it's the same for them. So I think we should consider them as variants. So as look to make this confusion for this is a good example for Emirates and Amarat. Actually, somebody can write it Emirat, and somebody can even sound it Amarat with Hamza above. It didn't make a lot of difference, or maybe a lot of people use it like this, don't see the real difference, so we should consider this.
Okay. Thank you, Tariq. Any more comments on this letter, on this set of letters?
Okay, that's fine.
Go
ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm on the way.
It would be good to have your comment here as well, since Jordan is being mentioned.
Yes, actually, I mean, this is part of the group of Alifs, and I think it was advised back then that, we had to decide on one name. And usually when people type or write Aleph here in Jordan, they don't care much about mentioning the Hamza, either above or below, or even sometimes the Madda, if there is a Madda in an Arabic letter. So that is why we actually applied for Al-Urdun without a Hamza above. It's just a writing style, so people just don't use it.
Michael, do you want to say something?
I wanted to ask, because sometimes I have difficulties remembering all the long discussions we had over this long period. So they are suggesting we should consider them variants, and currently we are not considering variants. Correct?
Yes.
So, did we have a debate on why we were considering them variants or not considering variants? And if so, what was the discussion we had? Because I just can't remember that.
Okay, so I think what we had said was perhaps that these are so. I'm not really sure. Let me actually go back and look at very quickly the Arabic Issues report, in which see how that is it is treated there. And one of the discussions which we obviously had is that we're saying that things so these are visually quite distinct. And there are different letters in that sense, but let me actually go back and look at the variant issues report and see what was done there. Just give me a minute.
At this time, I want just to say one thing about Alif Madda. In some countries, they may not consider it as a variant or Alif Madda, because in some words, like Quran, like Alif with Hamza above, Hamza below, or without Hamza, it's a common case of best practice to consider them as a variant. But what about Alif Madda? I am still thinking about it. I don't know if Fahad can tell us in Jordan, is it considered even Alif Madda, or it's the words that using Alif Madda cannot be the same as our other Alif?
So can I answer that?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, so again, I mean, the entire family of Alifs, whether it's a Hamza above, a Hamza below, or even a Madda above, and sometimes a Madda below, people here just write the plain Alif just for simplicity. I mean, when I see a letter, for example, a word, I can read it in its proper pronunciation simply because I know what exactly the Alif should have on it.
So I'm actually going through the Arabic variant issues report, and it obviously does not list this as a exact match. Let me look in the list for similar characters. For similar characters, Alif with Hamza above group, with Wadi Hamza and without Wadi, with the regular Hamza is grouped together. Hamza below and Wadi Hamza below is grouped together. Alif Madda, and so there are grouped together separately, but they're not collapsed together into a single group in that particular. So I'm looking at appendix. It is appendix D.1. So they're not grouped together into a singular group. RFC 5564, which we have been referring to, or Arabic, also perhaps had some discussion on this. And just going to look through this very quickly.
Because I remember we used to vote on the different types of variant, possible groups for variants, which were suggested by the Arabic case study report.
Right.
And I'm trying to find the email if we voted on that group, because I think we did vote on all of these groups, and they should be included somewhere as variants already.
Okay, so
I found the email. We did have a consensus, for example, on B.1.
Thank you. basically, if we go to RFC 5564, they suggest folding different forms of Hamza and also Alif Maksura, and also folding Hamza, Vau with Hamza above and Vau, Temer, Buta, and He. Folding means collapsing. So folding different forms of Hamza. So let's see. So I'm talking about section 2.1.3. Character folding for multiple letters, folding for Temer, Buta, and He. Folding different forms of Hamza, 0622, 0623, 0625, and 0627. So that's Alif, right? So they recommend that in RFC 5564 for Arabic language. Also folding Alif Maksura and Ye, and also Hamza, Vau with Hamza above with Vau. So they do all these foldings for Arabic language. That is something we can consider. That is something we may or may not consider. That's obviously now based on us to see how we want to look at it. These are obviously different in shape. They do have some confusion in usage. So how do we want to follow up on this? So this way of collapsing things is suggested, for example, in RFC 5564, but it is not necessarily followed. So, for example, I do remember Vau with Hamza, and Vau is followed by some communities, but not by all communities, even within Arabic language. So do we want to keep this distinct, or do we want to collapse them together into a singular group?
Sorry, could people mute the line?
Yeah, we're getting some background noise. Can you all mute your line if you're not speaking?
Can you give me a second? Let me ask the operator to mute the line, please. So, Craig, if you're on the line, can you please mute the line? The noisy line? Okay, so our operator unfortunately is not with us today. Go ahead, Sarma. Sorry about that.
Okay, so any comments on this? We are actually on the hour, so we have to close the call as well. But any comments on this, or should we take this next time?
Let's discuss it next time, I think. For me personally, it's a little bit complex right now. I'm trying to keep open like four documents and trying to find what we were discussing at what point, so I find it difficult commenting on it right now.
Okay. So we'll break here and we'll continue next week and also on email. Michael, if you do find that reference for number 5, please share that with us on email. We also need to start a discussion on allocatable versus block variants. I'm doing some homework on it. I'll share that online as well. But in the meantime, we do want to deal with this issue on Alif and Hamza, and then we have a couple of more comments left. So we'll go through these, take it from here onwards next time. So thank you for joining the call, and we'll talk next week. So we'll be meeting every week until Singapore, and then hopefully we'll go through and address any open items in Singapore if there are any left. Anyway, so thank you for joining the call. Let's end the call and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, thank you. Bye.